May 9th, gentlemen. I'm going to be conducting 8 notes in this beginning intro. Okay, so be ready for the tempo. Now, I vacillated back and forth in my brain about whether we should give the tonic chord the pitch, or if we should just go ahead and give the first pitch that both the basses and the tenors sing. At the very moment, I'm going to try to go with the actual key signature, so the E flat, but then you have to think down the B flat. That's the tenor pitch.
That's the bass.
Let's try the first intro. Yeah, Brian?
Lou?
Yes, Lou. Lou. Thank you. Yeah, we're changing our do's to lose. Okay, so here you go. 1, 2, 1, and ready, go. Conducting the eighth note. So basically each part in tracks. Okay? Here's the pitch again. 3 and 4, go. Okay, baritone, we gotta know your first pitch. Again, 1, 2, again, and go. Instead of big, funky ice bucket challenges of water. Okay? Again, Lulu. 1, 2, again, and go. Good. Now, I want to go just a little faster than that, but I really wanted us to be precise with our entrances. Now, tenors have, or excuse me, tenors, the leads have just a really quick little note. It's just quick. But we all have to cut off at the exact same time that the basses make the next loo entrance on the second half of the first half. Okay, a little faster. Here again is our E flat. 1, and ready, go. Okay, that's not bad. Now this time, it sounded very mechanical and we were very precise with the rhythm. And I love that. Now let's see if we can make it sound musical. Okay? Remember that when the silvery moon shines through the fluttering leaves. So these are little beams of moonlight just poking through leaves. Make it little beams, okay? Leaving you a visual picture. Come with me, people. Okay. 1, 2, 3, and... For if we had parts standing out this week, it's not working the same way. We need to go back to using our ears, being musicians. Okay? Don't be robots, be musicians. Also, let's not fight. Okay, 1, 2, again, and. Yeah, you're not taking my tempo. Come with me. the papers away, okay? We've been singing the song for over a year. Put the papers away. No more. Except for if you're new. I cannot make this work with you just buried in your music like that. And there's no musicality. We're not making forward motion. And it's that part is a little frustrating for me because I feel like we should be much further along at this point. And maybe I just haven't been forceful enough. My bad. But let's see if we can make this actually become a piece of music. Win the Silvery. There was no E vowel on Win the Silvery. Okay, none of the nuance from last week is here. Two, again, and go. Sorry, no wonder. I was going to say, that didn't make sense, but I was... When her pale, drowsy light over the... When her pale, drowsy light over the field, she throws... Okay, again, please, win her... Win the Silvery. Top, after the intro, Win the Silvery. Ready, and sing. The moon. When the silvery moon shines through the tree. Why do you do that? Okay? If you can be beautiful in the first couple beats, you can do it in the last couple beats as well. Again, ready and sing.
When the silvery moon shines through the
upward half step movement on feel she throws, right? I turn the page. Yeah, okay. Can I hear basses when her pale drowsy light? One, two, again, and sing. Good. Make sure there's no L in the word field. Feel she throws when her pale. Listen to that. Sing when. Ready and sing. That was better. Winter Pale, bass and berry, ready and sing. Not light. How much more of a diphthong can we chew out in that puppy? My gosh. Winter Pale, drowsy light over the... Again, and go. Good.
Over the field she throws, field she throws.
Everyone, when the ready two again. Get all on the correct pitch. Very easy, need more of that. And ready and sing.
And
blossom, not squash. Again, and. Yeah, that was maybe a cactus wing. Okay, instead. And ready again. Me.
Have fun.
Ready and sing. It sounds fabulous. And again, and sing. There. You hear when it finally locked in? It took us like 3 whole seconds. Oh, we had it right now. Yes. Mm-hmm. It. No. Interesting. Okay, let's see if we can get that far without flatting. When the silvery moon. Don't look at your music. Just walk up here. You know the song. When the silvery. Ready and go.
When the silvery moon shines through the
and the nightingale.
Okay, you have to know those things. Okay? We've been working on it and doing that for many, many weeks. Okay, I can't remind you each time. Somewhere. Okay? Ready and go. We're doing pretty good in terms of staying in the right key. Tones 3, 4, and 1. Yet do I turn away. Pitch doesn't change, then turn away. On part 3, 4, and 1.
Yet do I turn away.
Turn. Again, and. Okay, too much.
too many of the R sounds in a lot of these words. That's got to go away. No, it's a loo. Pretty much anything that was ever a do is just going to be a loo now. Thank you. Unless there's an actual word do in the song. Instead of doing this, you're going to loo this, and that's just going to be weird. Okay. Can I hear basses? Yeah, do I turn 3, a 4, and a 1. Yeah, 3, a 4, and 1. Turn away. Yeah, do I turn away? 3, a 4, and 1. Good. Leads and basses. 3, a 4, and a 1. Now, octave, listen. And Lou. Four parts. Yet. Yet. 3, 4, and. Makes a barber shoppy.
That was better. We had much nicer moments at Emma. Now we're just not feeling the change in the sort of tempos together. The tempi is not moving together. There's rubato in it. Faster and slower, and we need that. Sing in my eye.
Ovation. I loved, we almost got the Juliet balcony feeling there. We're Ovation again, ready? Try to do the whole thing without stopping, okay? Now, you must really focus on vowels. This song only works if the vowels are all correct and matching, okay? Only works that way. But you're doing so much better from week to week. I can see some improvement now. That's good. Woo!
That's bad.
That's definitely more good. Okay.
You want to go past 8:30.
I did, yes. We sure did. We were going till 9. From now until contest. Yes. Okay, here's the pitch. Have a stand. Work on the vowels. Do not oversing. Leave the really big parts for when it really is the big part. Okay? One more time, David. Think.
Through the flood, green leaves. When
shotgun it up, stand by someone who's not doing your part. We're just going to sing it one more time. I'd rather do this than Candy Cane Lane. Yeah. Up center half part. Let's go. Quick. All right. Gary, would you mind doing me just a small favor? Can you just go to the second room? You're just tall. I'm just trying to make sure everyone can see. That's all. Thank you. First chord, you sing it. Ready, go? Again, here's the pitch. That is your first pitch, baritone, wherever you are now. Okay, sing the first chord. All together, go. Nope. Here's the pitch again. There's the bass. There's the tenor. There's the baritone. There's the lead. Sing the first chord, Luke. Sing. I did the right pitch and I said the wrong part when I did it. Yes. Eight notes. Ready? And.
Thank you.
point A to point B. We've never smashed this thing all together. You do so much better when you're not using that music as a darn crutch. Okay, just get rid of that. It's got to be memorized. Okay, what we will be working on next week is keeping things in tune. And I want your homework to be to go to measures 45, 6, and 7. Especially 46 and 47. That pause. Listen to the learning tracks. Get what those chords are supposed to sound like in your ears. You're all in the neighborhood and singing the right intervals, but you're not blending and being in tune with one another. We're not getting the correct chords. So that is your homework, 45, 6, and 7. Okay? Yes, we've now gotten the emotional bits in there and conveyed that with some dynamics. It's not subtle. Okay? We now need to make it seem like these things are supposed to be that way, and we're doing it just because the emotion makes us do it, instead of robotic and I told you so, and we have to have some build up to the big parts. When I'm really trying to get you to go there, we don't quite get revved up, and then all of a sudden it's just like boom on the next entrance, okay? So we need to build to those moments and make it feel like the energy is just oozing and exploding out of us at those points. I have asked a friend of mine, Sonia Siebert, who has played in the pits of the Playhouse quite often for me in a lot of different shows. But I've asked her to actually come in and play the real Brahms song. And I'm going to sing it in the way Brahms wrote it, not in German, because I don't think any of you would enjoy hearing me sing German. I did sing it in German quite a few times. But what I want you to do is hear the original piece of music as Brahms intended it. I want you to hear where we parallel, where things are a little bit different, but most of all, I hope that I can perform for you in a way that conveys emotion and a sense of what the song is all about. So I'm not sure if that's going to be this coming Monday or the following. It's going to be one of those two.
We have the ninth.
Great. So actually, we're going to do it on the ninth. I'm just going to tell Sonia that's where it is, and we're going to go to the Lyceum that evening, so that we will be. And for those of you that are new and maybe don't know the Grandview University campus, it's in the main student union building right over here. Do you know where it is?
Yeah, it's across, it's across from here.
Yeah, but I mean, basically, the crosswalk goes into that building. But you'll just go there and we'll have signs up to show you where I have to go. So I'll put this out in email, but on the 9th, next Monday, we're going to be in the Lyceum. We're going to use that to actually kind of stand up on the stage in some concert formations. I'm going to actually assign you some spots to sing. We're going to rehearse some stuff. Sonia will be there to play us some Brahms. It's going to be a great night. So come, be prepared. It might be a fun night that if you have a guest that you haven't talked into coming yet, have them come on over. That way they can sit in the audience and have a little mini concert as we rehearse and sing some songs.
If Brahms ever heard us sing this, he'd become a barber chopper.
Yeah. Well, I think he was a barber chopper at heart. Yes. I really think these horns. He had the hair for it. Let's just do that. Okay. Actually, my history teacher made it a point to tell us that Brahms was actually a very untidy individual. He was big. So I don't know what that means for anything, but he did not. But he was a ladies' man for some odd reason. A very untidy, unkempt individual, but drove those women mad. And he went deaf and wrote one of the best symphonies of all time, not even being able to hear it. Brahms. Beethoven. I'm talking about Beethoven. Oh my gosh. Oh, sorry. I went to Beethoven there for a second. Brahms. No, Brahms was actually not so much of a ladies' man. Sorry, I was thinking about Beethoven there for a second. Brahms did not have a funky hair.
A symphony is no joke.
Right.
That's why I only wrote four.
That's right.
He only wrote four.
But his stuff is so good. I love Brahms. Brahms is one of my favorite romantic composers. I love his stuff. Second maybe only to Mendelssohn, but my true favorite is French impressionistic music. If I could find a way to do a barbershop arrangement of Clair de Lune, that's what I do. So that'd be a challenge for some other decade.